first mission in this parak, we're doing Yudalit Amud Beis today, starting at the two dots. The first mission in the parak gave a giant list. What was on that list? All the averos for which you get malchus. On that list was tamei she'achal es hakodesh, a tamei person that eats karban meat. You get malchus if you are tamei and you eat karban meat. That's la halacha. Tamei she'achal es hakodesh. We're going to analyze that one. So says the Gemara, v'tamei she'achal es hakodesh. Bishlama, I understand very well, the Gemara says, habal mikdash tamei. If you walk into the Beis HaMikdash while you're Tameh, I get why you're going to receive lashes, why you're going to receive Malkus. Because we will find one Pasuk that tells us that you're not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash when you're Tameh. That's called what? A Pasuk that tells you you're not allowed to do it. An Ashara. And we will find another Pasuk that tells us that you're Chayiv when you walk into the Beis HaMikdash. And that is called, not an Ashara, but Onesh, exactly. So I understand if you go into the Beis HaMikdash while you're Tamei, Ksiv Onesh Uksiv Asara. The Torah says an Onesh, and the Torah also says an Asara. Where does it say it? Onesh Tuksiv. The Onesh is explicit in the Torah because the Torah says, Es Mishkan Hashem Timei V'Nichrasa. He has not deconsecrated. He has been metame. I don't know what the translation is. He has been desecrated. He has been metame the Mishkan of Hashem, and therefore he gets kares. That's an onesh. Azhara, where's the azhara for it? Pasuk says, "V'lo yitmu'u es machanehem." Do not be metame these camps. Do not be metame the mikdash. So there you have it: an azhara and an onesh. Elatame she'achal es hakodesh. But when it comes to the avera of a tamei person who ate hegdish, bishlama onesh, I know where there's a pasuk that tells me an onesh. That I got, because ksiv, the pasuk says, va'anefesh ha-shatochal mi-basar mi-zevach ha-shlamim asher la-Hashem, a guy who eats meat of a korban that's to Hashem, v'tumaso alav, and that guy is tamei v'nichrasa. He gets kares. That's an onesh. That pasuk says explicitly, if you're tamei and you're eating meat of a karban, you get kares. Ela azhara minayin. But where in the Torah does the Torah ever say that you're not allowed to eat meat of a karban while you're tamei? Says the Gemara machlokes. Two opinions. Reish Lakish omer, b'chol kodesh lo siga. Reish Lakish says the Torah says, b'chol kodesh lo siga, which literally means you're not allowed to touch Kodesh things while you're Tameh, but that's close enough that it can serve as an Ashara not to eat Kodesh things while you are Tameh. It's from that Pasuk that we learn the Ashara not to eat Kodesh things while you are Tameh. Rabbi Yochanan says, Nah, Tani Bardula, a fellow named Bardula taught me, Asyo Tum Aso Tum Aso. We learn the Ashara not to eat Kodesh things while you're Tameh from a Gzera Shava. It says about a tamei person who eats kodesh things, vitumaso alav v'nichrasa. It uses the word vitumaso. Uksiv hasam, and it talks about, when the Torah talks about someone who comes into the Beis HaMikdash while they are tamei, it says, tamei yeh od tumaso vo. That he's going to be tumaso on him. So just like we just said before, that someone who comes to the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tamei, we have an explicit Ashara in the Torah for that guy. Therefore, through this Gezer Shava, we will also have an Ashara for the guy who's Tamei and wants to eat Kodesh. Mala Halan, just like the Tamei person walking into the Beis HaMikdash. Onesh v'Ashara, we have both what? An Onesh and an Ashara. Afkan, so to over here, by a Tamei person eating Kodesh, Onesh v'Asara. We have both an Onesh and an Asara. So bottom line is, we have a Machlokes, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan, where we learn the Asara for what? The Asara for what Avera? For a Tamei person eating Kodesh. Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, where do we learn the Asara for a Tamei person eating Kodesh? A very technical Gemara, just trying to trace it back to the Pesukim. It's not even a Machlokas in Halacha. It's just a Machlokas, which Pasuk teaches it to me? Where do I have a Pasuk that tells me in Ashara that a Tamei person eats Kodesh? Reish Lakish says, it's Beferush Bechol Kodesh L'Siga. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, it's a Gzer Shava that we learn, Tum Aso, Tum Aso. So whenever you have a machlokas, what the source for something is, the next step the Gemara is always going to say is, well, why doesn't this one like the other guy's source? And why doesn't the other guy like this one's source? And that's exactly what the Gemara does right now. What? No. I mean, it could be, but I didn't make one. Bishlom Reish Lakish lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I understand why Reish Lakish doesn't want to say like Rabbi Yochanan, Gzera Shava lo Gamir. He simply doesn't have this Gzera Shava. Remember we mentioned the other day, in order to use a Gzera Shava, you can't just make up your own Gzera Shava. Why can't you just make up your own Gzera Shava? The word Vayomer appears over here and it appears over there, so these two parshas must be connected. Yeah, there are words all over the Torah. The word Vayomer appears like in every parsha in the Torah. It would be ridiculous if you're making up your own Gzera Shavas. There would be no end to it. A person is not allowed to make up his own Gzera Shava. When are you allowed to use the Gzera Shava? Only if you have a tradition from your Rebbe, from his Rebbe, from his Rebbe, from his Rebbe, all the way back to Moshe Mitzrayim. If you don't have that personal tradition, you can't use the Gzera Shava. So I get why Reish Lakish doesn't want to use Rabbi Yochanan's source for the Asara. What is Rabbi Yochanan's source? It is a Gzera Shava. He used the word Tumaso, Tumaso. Reish Lakish says, my Rebbe's never taught me that Gzera Shava. And if my Rebbe's never taught me that Gzera Shava, then what? Then I can't use it. That's a very good question. But then I can't use the Gzera Shava. I don't have such a tradition. El Rabbi Yochanan my time alo amar k'Reish Lakish. But why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan like Reish Lakish's source? Reish Lakish has a great pasuk. B'chol kodesh lo siga. Use that pasuk to teach the asara that a tamei person is not allowed to eat kodesh. Answers the Gemara. Amar alach, Rabbi Yochanan responds, hahu ashara l'truma. Now we already need that pasuk to teach us a different ashara. That pasuk teaches us that when you're tamei, you're not allowed to touch truma. So it's a totally different isfir. You can't. The pasuk's not free to teach me that when you're tamei, you're not allowed to eat kodesh, because we already use the pasuk to teach me that when you're tamei, you're not allowed to eat truma, or not allowed to touch truma. Reish Lakish asar l'truma minale. So the Gemara flips it back around. Reish Lakish, great. Now Reish Lakish, where are you going to learn that when you're tamei, you're not allowed to eat truma? Nafkale, he would learn it from Me'ish Ish Mizera Aaron V'hut Sarua Ozav. The pasuk describes children of Aaron who are tamei being limited in what they're allowed to do. Ezu Davrshu Shava Bizarra Shal Aaron. What kind of food is something that specifically relates to children of Aaron Hakohen? What kind of food is specifically for children of Aaron Hakohen? What are children of Aaron Hakohen? Kohanim. So Truma, Haviomer, Zu Truma, that must be about Truma. So Reish Lakish says, that's where I learned the Asara for Truma. V'idach, and Rabbi Yochanan would respond, Hahut la'achila. That pasuk teaches me you're not allowed to eat Truma when you're Tamei. V'hal l'negia. But I still need B'chol Kodesh L'siga to teach me that you're not allowed to touch Truma while you're Tamei. V'Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish would respond, Hai b'chol kodesh lo siga. I'm sorry, not Reish Lakish would respond. Asks the Gemara now. What did we just say? Reish Lakish uses the pasuk b'chol kodesh lo siga to teach me that you're not allowed to eat kodesh while you are tamei. Asks the Gemara, but Reish Lakish already uses that pasuk for something else. And we're going to find through this Gemara, and the only main point we're going to have today is that Reish Lakish learns three different things from this pasuk of b'chol kodesh lo siga. And we're going to see, the Gemara is going, we're not going to write the main point yet because we're not there yet, but the Gemara starts by asking, wait, how could you, Reish Lakish, use b'chol kodesh lo siga to teach that you're not allowed to eat kodesh while you're tamei? You already use b'chol kodesh lo siga to teach something else, and something else! And the Gemara is going to show how we can use that same pasuk to teach three different things. So first the Gemara challenges. Reish Lakish, hai b'chol kodesh lo siga l'hach yudasa. Does Reish Lakish use b'chol kodesh lo siga to teach this? To teach what? To teach what? What did we use it for so far? What did Reish Lakish use it for? That who can't eat it? Someone who's tamei cannot eat kodesh. Does Reish Lakish really use b'chol kodesh lo siga to teach? And this is going to be A of your main point, is that someone who is tamei is not allowed to eat kodesh. Does he really use b'chol kodesh lo siga to teach that someone who's tamei is not allowed to eat kodesh? Homi ba'ilei l'tamei shenaga b'kodesh. He already uses that pasuk to teach me that someone who's tamei is not allowed to touch kodesh. Forget about eating it. The itmar, because it was stated, tamei shenaga b'kodesh. If a tamei person touches kodesh. Reish Lakish omer loke. Reish Lakish says, no, at this point in the Masechta, if you don't know the word loke, you should. worry about it. Maybe you should cry a little bit. Loka means you get malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, eino loka. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, if you're tamei and you touch kodesh, you don't get malchus. Reish Lakish Amar, loka. Reish Lakish says you get malchus. Why? B'chol kodesh lo siga. Because it's a pasuk that you're not allowed to, it says b'chol kodesh lo siga. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, eino loka. Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't get malchus. How was Har L'Truma Dasa? Because he already uses B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga to tell me that you're not allowed to eat Truma you're not allowed to touch Truma while you're Tamei. But bottom line is, how can you tell me that Reish Lakish uses B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga to teach that you're not allowed to eat Kodesh while you're Tamei? He already uses it to teach me that you're not allowed to touch Kodesh while you're Tamei. Answers the Gemara, Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh Mida Afke Rachmana B'Lasha Negiya. The fact that you're not allowed to eat Kodesh while you're Tameh is learned from the Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. Now, if it only wanted to teach me about eating Kodesh, it should not have used the word Tiga, because what does Tiga mean? Touch. The fact that it chose that verb, that it chose that word Tiga, teaches me a second thing, that you're also not allowed to touch Kodesh while you're Tameh. So the existence of this Pasuk teaches me that you're not allowed to eat Kodesh while you're Tameh. The fact that it chose that word, tiga, teaches me that you're also not allowed to touch Kodesh while you're Tamei. Asara la'ochel iskish Kodesh l'migdash. And the Asara for eating is from the fact that we compare Kodesh to Migdash. Frak the Gemara, va'akati la'ach yudasa. Still, is that what Reish Lakish uses b'chol Kodesh l'siga to teach? Ha'umi ba'ilei l'tamei shachol basar Kodesh l'pnei zrikas tamim. He already needs the pasuk b'chol Kodesh l'siga to teach me a third din, that a Tamei person who eats Kodesh before they sprinkle the blood is going to get Malkus. Again, Tamei person who eats Kodesh before they sprinkle the blood, a separate issue, that if you dafki eat it before they ever sprinkle the blood of the Karban, the Itmar, because it was stated, Tamei sha'achal basar Kodesh l'pnei zrikas damim. If a Tamei person eats Kodesh meat before they sprinkle the blood, Reish Lakish amar loka, Reish Lakish holds, you get Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loka. Rabbi Yochanan holds no Malkus. Reish Lakish Amar Loka. What pasuk does Reish Lakish use to teach me we get Malkus? B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. It says B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. There's that pasuk again. Lo Shna Lefnei Zrika V'lo Shna Liachas Zrika. And that teaches me it doesn't matter whether it's before Zrika or after Zrika, before the sprinkling of the blood or after the sprinkling of the blood. Either way, you're Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loka. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malkus. Why not? Rabbi Yochanan the Tamei. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own reasoning. Damar kra, tumaso, tumaso. Because he links the two words, tumaso, by touching Kodesh and by a Tamei person going into the Beis HaMikdash. V'chik siv tumaso, li'achar zrika hu d'chsiv. And the word tumaso is only after the zrika is already over. Big fat question mark. Don't we see now that Reish Lakish already uses b'chol Kodesh lo siga for this third din? Answers the Gemara, hahi mi bakol kodesh nafka. Yeah, this third din he gets from the fact that it uses the word bakol, everything. So essentially, Reish Lakish learns three halachos from b'chol kodesh lo siga. A, and this is the main point, Reish Lakish learns three halachos from b'chol kodesh lo siga. A, he learns the ashara for a tamei person eating kodesh. The existence of this pasuk teaches an ashara for a tamei person eating kodesh. Basically, that it's asur for a tamei person to eat kodesh. B, from the fact that he uses the word tiga, he learns that you get malkus if a tamei person does what? Touches kodesh. And C, from the fact that it says bachol, we learn that you get Malkus even if you eat the Kodesh before what? Before the Zrika Stamim. See, from the fact that he used the word Bakol, we see that you get Malkus even if you ate the Kodesh before the Zrika Stamim. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavaseid Reish Lakish. We have a Braisa that supports Reish Lakish. Bachol Kodesh Lo Siga Asara La Ochel. B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, first of all, teaches me an ashara for a Tamei person eating Kodesh. That was A, right? A Tamei person eating Kodesh. Ata Omer Ashara Lo Ochel, Einu Ela Ashara Lo Nogea. But is it about eating or is it about touching? Tamalomer b'chol kodesh lo siga ve'ela mikdash v'gomer. It says don't touch kodesh and don't go into the base of mikdash. Makish kodesh l'mikdash, and we compare eating kodesh to going into the base of mikdash when you're tamei. Ma mikdash davar sheyesh bo netilas neshama. Just like when you go into the base of mikdash, you chayiv kares. If you go into the base of mikdash when you're tamei, you're going to lose your life. Av kol davar sheyesh bo netilas neshama. So we see that anything that you chayiv kares for, there's an ashara that you're not allowed to do. So eating kodesh while you're tamei, there's also an ashara. Vi'i b'negiya mi'ika netilas neshama ela ba'achila. But if it was only about touching kodesh, you're not chayiv misa for touching kodesh. You're only chayiv misa for eating kodesh. Maybe we'll make that a main point number two. The main point number two will be, or number three, however you're counting it, because yesterday we had one. Your chayiv misa for tamei person, start like that, a tamei person is chayiv misa for eating kodesh and entering the mikdash, but not good, but not for touching kodesh. Nice job, Smith. Not for touching kodesh. What? That's this brisa again. A tamei person is chayiv misa for eating kodesh and for entering the base of mikdash, but not for touching kodesh. And we will stop there. Two lines from the bottom at Amar Rabba. The next daf is short Amar Aleph and a short Amar Beis. Somewhat challenging, but short. Yeah.